WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
It is a stupendous time of the year where we get to preview the most stupendous show of the year.
No, that was last
WrestleMania Backlash. This is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, joined as always by Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here to preview and do things.
And do things?
Do things.
Things. He's here to do things, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe he'll juggle for you later.
Yes, you can see that in the thrilling audio podcast content of juggling.
I mean, we could send people right to your Twitter, Kyle Driver, and you could just do a video of you juggling. I mean, that's...
That's true. Maybe I'll throw one up there this week. Maybe. For funsies.
For funsies. The voice you almost heard was the intern.
What do you mean, almost heard?
Oh, well, I kind of cut you off a little bit.
Well, yeah, you always cut me off. You always run from my love rock.
And then there's one and only Tim Stein.
You always run from my love rock. That is just a really disgusting thing to say.
Watch us play Fortnite. You would get the reference.
For those of you who don't know what Fortnite is, have never watched it, yeah, don't get the wrong idea about these two. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We are here to preview and play Pick'em for WrestleMania Backscratch.
I don't quite think that's the title.
That's not the title. No, not quite.
WrestleMania Scratch and Sniff?
That was in the Attitude Era? Not now.
WrestleMania Speak and Spell?
Not quite. You're getting closer, I think. Maybe, sort of. I don't know.
I thought I was getting further away.
Who knows at this point?
Yeah, it's the the WrestleMania Backlash. It's the pre-lash. Is what it is. What this webcast is tonight. It's the Backlash pre-lash.
Again, I think you're not quite all there, Tim.
Not quite?
Not. I don't think you're quite there.
We're previewing Backlash.
Yeah.
Pre-lash, as opposed to post-lash.
No, that's not how that works.
We're previewing the event they wouldn't let Joey Styles call.
Oh my god!
And that, of course, is Backlash, because he's not a sports entertainer announcer. He's a wrestling announcer, because he's Joey Styles.
Joey Damn Styles. So anyway, yeah, that's what we're doing.
That is the agenda tonight, yes.
is to preview Backlash. I've been paying attention to social media this past week because I've got nothing better to do. A lot of people are not looking forward to this pay-per-view event.
Why?
I don't know. They're calling it a bad card.
Then they're stupid.
Yeah.
Also, isn't there only like 4 advertised matches so far?
Six.
Six, yeah.
Oh.
There are 6 advertised matches. We're probably going to get a grand total of, what, 8?
Maybe.
Maybe. There might be 2 more announced.
The show is fine.
I watched WWE events that have promised to be absolutely spectacular and turned out to be subpar. We have been subjected to events we expected to suck, and wonderfully enough, they were highly entertaining. So.
Okay, so 2 of the best matches on WrestleMania itself were AJ Styles vs. Edge and Cody and Seth, right?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. We're getting to see them again, right?
Yep.
Won't be bad, right?
Shouldn't be.
But Rock, we've already seen them, and, you know, there's not supposed to be rematches, even though they're really damn good.
Well, I can see there's a couple matches going, oh, okay, Lashley and Omos, I mean, we've seen it. It wasn't great at WrestleMania, but, you know, it's there. They're not the match where we're buying the show to see. You're buying the show to see Cody and Seth and AJ Styles and Edge. That's what you're going in to see. And the 6 man is probably going to be sweet.
Yep. Yeah. You know, that said, if you were expecting an absolutely off-the-hook match with Lashley and Omos, then you don't get it at the end of the day, bottom line. They delivered exactly what you should have expected them to deliver. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
It's like Mozart once said when he was told that his music had too many notes. There are neither too many notes or too few notes, but just the right number of notes.
So there are people upset on the internet. I noticed by going on Twitter, shocking, people upset. They changed the unification match to a 6-man match. Oh my god.
Okay, time out. These are the same assholes who were bitching that there was going to be a unification match. But oh my god, they're going to try and kill the division by doing that.
But imagine, tomorrow night on Raw, we get an added stipulation to that and makes it even grander. Like it's winner take all or something. Imagine if that's a thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, everyone's jumping to conclusions. Who knows?
Which would be a really interesting way to get the belt off of Roman, possibly.
Because we've seen it before at this very event where they do those type of matches. We've seen wonky, you know, 6-mans and title changes in the past like that. It could happen.
That's the tried and true way of them getting the belt off their current champion without making him look weak.
Or if someone's who I know is wrestling on the house show circuit, but maybe a little banged up, this is also a way to save him a little bit. And then you save the big Drew McIntyre-Roman Reigns match for Hell in a Cell.
Oh, I thought you were talking the banged up one being Bobby Lashley.
No.
They're giving him the night off.
No, Lashley's fine.
Because him and Drew literally tore the house down.
The next night, Lashley went out there and checked every rope.
There's, all right, good job, Bobby. Good job.
He went through the ring and just checked every rope, and everyone, he gave the thumbs up to the crowd. We're good.
And you know that the main reason he did that was to give everybody in the back a chuckle.
Yeah.
It's one of those inside joke things.
I felt bad for Sammy because he's sitting there the whole time like, fuck, what do I do? Like, I really want to check on him, but I can't, but I want to. And then Sammy got his comeuppance.
Sammy did.
A day or two later.
He gets it every day, yeah.
He's the unifier. That's what he's the grand unifier of the locker room.
I mean, someone has to be. But yeah, let's start with AJ Styles and Edge. WrestleMania was a really good match. This one going to deliver?
Yeah. I mean, there will be some interference this time, like more so, but that's okay.
Has Edge had a bad match since he came back?
People would argue he has, but that's an argument.
I was going to say, really? Because I think he's put together some pretty quality stuff. Were they all match of the year? Not really. But were they entertaining as hell? Yeah.
Not every match you do has to be a match of the year.
You sure? I mean,
tell that to Dave Meltzer.
But Edge won at WrestleMania, right?
Yep.
So now Edge has Damian Priest. Does AJ get somebody to go on his side in this whole thing to even up the odds? Someone to watch his back, possibly?
Who? Who on the roster could watch AJ's back? There has been no storyline for it.
Someone that could be just too sweet?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
A certain someone that he may or may not have taken over a club from.
Yeah.
But they could put aside their differences and be for life and be buddies.
They can go straight to the top with a bullet. Because, I mean, there is a history with this individual and Damian.
Yep.
Someone who happened to take a title off of him.
So there has been story, just not from an AJ Styles Edge perspective.
Well, they've kind of been hinting at it just recently with
him. Oh, 100%. Actually. 100%. It's just, you know, it's not, for some people, it may not be glaringly obvious.
Yeah, it's not overt.
Right, Tim?
It's not overt?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
I didn't.
That's what I said.
So you think it might be somewhat subtle?
Good Lord. Yep. It's Finn Balor. Jesus Christ. I can't sit here lining with this. Come on, let's go.
Did we stretch that out a little too long?
Yeah, a little too long. Does Finn Balor help out as former Bullet Club member? Because he's had a run-in.
Does Finn Balor perform a run-in?
Does he?
I think he serves as the counter for Damian.
Because Damian and Finn have been going at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my opinion, you have to have someone to even the numbers.
This match could basically launch the next feud.
Or continue the feud?
Launch it to a new level. Bring it back to the forefront.
Who wins, Tim?
Edge.
Why?
Because he's the bad guy. He's the heel. He's playing that role. And they're working on continuing the AJ Styles turn. This is all my speculation. Thinking about the booking possibilities if AJ eats the loss on this. And in some cases, you figure, well, you've lost two in a row. It's over with. You're done. You brought out Finn Balor coming to AJ's rescue. Wouldn't it be fantastic to have the WWE's version of whatever they want to call it as the Bullet Club taking on Edge's version of whatever you want to call it, his sinister side? When was the last time we had a good faction versus faction feud? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody?
I don't know. That's how long it's been.
It's been a long freaking time.
Wyatt Family versus the Shield.
That's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So why not have two factions scoring off against each other again and find somebody to script it properly this time? Well, I shouldn't say this time. Just find somebody to script it properly. Don't screw it up.
All right, so Tim is going with Edge. Casey's going with?
I'm also going with Edge. I don't think they can use Priest to cause AJ Styles to lose and draw this out a little bit longer if they want to. That's my thought.
Brent?
I'm going to be the lone dissenter here. I think it's going to be AJ that gets the win, because what will happen is Damian tries to interfere, Balor comes out to stop it, AJ picks up the win, and the continuation is now Edge going, Balor, you've stuck your nose into something that that it doesn't belong, and now you're on the hit list as well. And so you can now carry forward with the tag match, or if any other people happen to join, you know, it can extend that way. So I'm going Styles.
Okay, you're going Styles. All right, we got Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, a showdown everyone's been waiting for. Thoughts?
Really?
People on social media actually thought that Corbin had been released with the last round that happened just a few days ago.
No, that was just NXT stuff.
Yeah, no one know that.
I saw no one say Happy Corbin was released. No one.
Oh, I've seen a few people say it. Like, they were asking. They weren't actually claiming it. They were thinking that it happened and asking for confirmation.
Nah, Corbin's pretty secure, I think, right now, because you need someone to be the asshole heel. So therefore, Miz and Corbin kind of have some job security.
Yeah, and besides, Corbin's got a talk show. That means he's definitely safe.
No, the reason why Corbin is safe, he is the prime example that the Performance Center works. He's the example. They brought him in, ex-athlete, and turned him into a wrestler that's been huge for them. He is the prime example that it works.
People forget what he used to do before he became a wrestler.
Football player, Golden Gloves boxer.
Lone Wolf. I mean,
they do mention that on commentary every week.
Lone Wolfery. Lone what? Never mind.
So is this the match where Corbin wins and Madcap Moss disappears into the night?
No.
Aren't they rather high on Madcap Moss?
I mean, they did give him, I know it might be the kiss of death, but they did give him the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal win. So they see something there. And I mean, the guy has some work rate. Is he fully there? Not necessarily, but he can at least, you know, he's on the way.
So you have Brent, who you have winning? You have Madcap winning?
I'm giving this to Madcap here, because if Corbin wins, I don't think it does anything. If Madcap wins, you can start to kind of set him on his way, and Baron, even though he's happy, can still be a little downtrodden.
Okay, Casey, who you got winning?
I'm going to go with Madcap, because Corbin losing is okay, and Madcap losing would completely just like stonewall his momentum, and they probably don't want to do that yet.
Look, let's call it what it is. If Madcap loses here, he's getting Jackson Rikered. Okay, he's getting eliminated before he has the chance.
Yeah, and I mean, Corbin could lose forever, and it wouldn't hurt him.
Tim, who you got?
In case she keeps taking my talking points away from me, this is just terrible. All I'm going to say is that Corbin winning kills Madcap Moss. Corbin losing doesn't do a goddamn thing to him, but it props up Moss.
Okay. Our next matchup is Bobby Lashley and Omos. Omos now has MVP.
Two big beefy boys beating the hell out of each other.
Indeed. Thoughts on this match?
Wait, what do you mean Omos now has MVP? He had MVP at Mania.
No, he didn't.
He had MVP the day after Mania.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Days after Mania.
You're right.
So, again, this
3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago.
This time around, he has MVP in his corner. Thoughts. So he doesn't take your notes. Tim, thoughts on this one?
Wait, isn't MVP in somebody's corner in this one?
Oh, dear God.
Shut up. Yeah, this one, MVP is going to cause problems for Lashley. And I'm giving the win to Omos.
Okay, Casey.
Yeah, I think Omos will win here because of MVP. And then that'll set up, theoretically, a third match between these two. I don't think you can have, if you have Omos lose twice to Lashley, that even though Omos is a giant, it'll kill him. So they'll give him the win here. And having MVP interfere, costing the match for Lashley, will keep Lashley from losing anything.
Right.
Okay, hear me out. I have a theory.
Let's hear the theory.
Is it an Austin theory?
What's an Austin theory?
Yeah, what's Austin theory?
It was something that kind of floated around 4-ish weeks ago.
Does he have a way?
He used to.
Then one got pregnant, one left, and one is the only person left in NXT of the new.
Yeah, then he got chosen for other things.
Yeah. No. So, what's going to happen here is Bobby's going to have to contend with two people, because, of course, MVP will be the annoying guy on the outside, probably hit him with the cane or some stuff like that, which will cause Omos to win the match, which then sets up, they're going to bring back a classic to keep MVP out of interfering in the final, you know, in the rubber match, the final end-all be-all for this feud.
An MVP on a pole match?
No, they're going to bring back the Punjabi prison.
Oh, God.
So you're going to have Bobby Lashley versus Omos, because, you know, they've got it in the warehouse. It's fine. They'll just bring it out, set it up, keep MVP on the outside, and try to remember the rules about whether or not doors can open or if they get closed and locked.
Or they can make up new rules because it's a new person. Change the name, but keep it looking exactly the same.
Yeah. But I mean, they've had the arm wrestling, because that's what you do when you have strong people. They've had, you know, Bobby win at Mania, so I feel like Almost needs to pick up the win here, because otherwise you've got Almost losing with MVP, and I am not sure what that would end up doing, because I think this is to help get Almost over and kind of back on track, and honestly, if Bobby loses as a face, I don't think it necessarily hurts him.
So you're going that one. I quit match. Women's title of SmackDown on the line. Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. How does this one play out, Brian?
Not good for Drew Gulak. So let me see. He's been interviewer. He has been timekeeper. I'm trying to figure out what he's going to be in this match.
Oh, you're missing one.
What?
And shame on you for missing one. 2 weeks ago, he was the intern to Adam Pearce.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
You,
yes,
of all people, not remembering the intern thing. Come on now.
Yeah, how'd you blow that?
Look, he missed the meeting that we all have. It wasn't formally official because, you know, he got his ass kicked. We don't like to talk about it, okay? We just don't like to talk about it. But, yeah, no, this has not been a good, you know, 3 weeks month for good old Drew Gulak. I would love to see him get some kind of revenge in this match, although I don't think it will happen, but it would just be hilarious. Yeah, after the chicanery at Mania, they had to do something with this, and since Ronda is a submission, you know, specialist, and Charlotte is most known for her finisher of the figure eight, this was just logically the next step to have.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, with a little bit of more time since that first match, and Ronda's gotten a little more work in, the match can be a little crisper this time.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes with submission matches, it can be a little bit slow and plodding. And for God's sakes, please, please, referee, don't put the microphone down to the mouth at every opportunity. Because that is the Achilles heel of submission matches. Like, someone gets punched down to the mat and the referee just runs over with the mic. Do you quit?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, just there are logical points where someone is in a move or they've just been beat to hell, and that's when you go over, you know, are you done? Do you want to say anything? And that's
don't ask the question as soon as one knee hits the mat.
Right. And that's when, you know, your baby face can yell like, go to hell, Charlotte. And she gets that indignant look on her face, and the match goes on from there. Don't sit there, and also please don't pre-record an I quit like we've seen in the past.
the worst one I think I remember seeing had to do with Sid Vicious.
It wasn't Mankind who was face down and it was just blared over the audio.
You weren't supposed to notice that though.
Well, we all kind of notice it.
I was gonna say I kind of notice it when he's face down and the
audio when he's eating canvas and his voice is absolutely crystal clear.
He wasn't even eating canvas. He was on the outside. He was face down on concrete.
Yeah, Brent, it's a figure of speech.
I understand, but also it was not believable with the fact that he was screaming, "I quit! I quit!" when it was about 2 weeks ago, and we all knew it was that clip.
So who's winning, Brent?
For this, I can see at this point Ronda picking up the win. Only because I think in this situation, it's better for the face to get the heel to yell, "I quit." If Ronda submits, I don't know where you go from here. Because if Ronda submits, then that essentially takes her out of the picture. Because an I quit match should end the feud.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I have no clue where Charlotte goes. Because Sasha and Naomi are the tag team champions, so they're not going to get steered towards the singles title. They've got Shayna and Natalya going after the tag belts, but if need be, you always have that feud sitting there if Ronda gets the belt of Shayna and Ronda, which I think a lot of people will be very interested in seeing. But I think there's more freshness in Ronda winning and having that belt, and also I think it helps with promotion if Ronda wins the belt. And plus, I know we've said it before, but Charlotte needs to kind of fade a little back again. Just saying, personally, I think she needs to fade. Just a skosh.
Just a skosh?
Just a skosh.
All right, so you have Ronda going over. Keishi, who goes over in this one? And thoughts and opinions and stuff?
I think Ronda should win. Having an I Quit match, it makes sense for her. She is the more accomplished grappler. Also, having Charlotte in the I Quit match, like Brent said, doesn't really further anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ronda winning could give them one more, or it could further the feud one more, or it could just, like Brent said again, have Charlotte go away for a little bit. Either way, I don't know. There are more wins for Ronda winning than Charlotte. So Ronda.
Tim.
Keishi, I have a question for you.
Sure.
As an indie professional wrestler who's worked for many, many companies, you've had the opportunity to work with some good promotions and promotions that aren't that great.
Sure.
And the better ones will have you do a whole bunch of different things, including technical and chain wrestling, which is basically the same thing, more or less. As somebody who wrestles, what's your opinion, your feeling about chain wrestling?
Chain wrestling is something that you can do as long as the crowd is into it.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm asking, as a wrestler, do you like chain wrestling?
Oh yeah, I very much like chain wrestling. I'm not great at it, but I do. That is one thing that I practice a lot of when I train, because I want to be good at chain/technical wrestling. I think it's important to have it. You can have a fantastic technical wrestling match.
Yeah,
using that stuff if you want to, 100%.
Now, what is the benefit to you as a wrestler to chain wrestle?
It gives a little bit, I would say it gives a little bit of legitimacy to a match, as far mm-hmm. as like, oh, these guys may have done some other training, as far as like Greco-Roman wrestling, jiu-jitsu, any yep. sort of other grappling martial arts, that shows, oh, okay, these are multifaceted. They're not just going to go in there and punch and kick.
You touched on a couple of things I was hoping that you would, so that's good. But the other thing about it, when you're in a match with somebody and you guys haven't planned it out in advance before the show kicks off, and either you or your opponent is calling it in the ring, does this not give you guys a great opportunity to talk about what to do next?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it I know helps. I'm pulling back the curtain, but it's not like people don't know this.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're breaking the fourth wall. It happens. So don't be uncomfy.
Oh, I'm not uncomfortable. Yes, it can do that 100%. That's not always the reason why people chain wrestle.
No.
It is one of many reasons why people chain wrestle.
It's a benefit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, doesn't it not give you a chance to catch your breath a little bit?
Depending on what you're doing, yes.
I got you in a side headlock for a minute and a half.
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily call that chain wrestling, but yes.
No.
Certain aspects of chain and technical style can give someone an opportunity to recompose themselves,
get a little bit of a rest,
yada, 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 yes, 100%. Yeah.
One of the reasons why I'm hitting you with all of these questions and bringing all this shit up is, let's face it, the match at WrestleMania wasn't really that great, was it?
Between those two, no.
No. It was sloppy. It was not tight. Ronda didn't look her best. Of course, yeah, sure, I get it. Ring rust, yada, yada, yada. A submission match and the I Quit match, where you're going to see a lot of mat wrestling, because they're going to try to submit each other. Is this not going to give them an opportunity, a chance to make Ronda look better?
One hopes that it could.
One hopes it could. Did you not say that being an MMA star gives the advantage to Ronda?
Yes.
Right? This is why I'm bringing up all of this chain wrestling and you know, rest holds and stuff like that. This is, in my opinion, a match designed to make her look better, a lot better, potentially, than the two of them looked at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't say what Charlotte or Ronda's, if you will, pregame menu consists of, as far as prepping for their respective matches. But Charlotte grew up around the business. She knows how to put on a good match. I'm still not convinced she's able to pull a good match out of somebody.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you because going long winded, and I'm going to give you this comment. Ronda Rousey admitted prior after the WrestleMania 38 match, she had a hard time remembering it. It was, I'm not like a seasoned veteran or anything like that. This past Mania, I was like, I don't have this down at all. We're about to go out there, and I'm like, I don't know all of this match yet. But all the parts where I wasn't sure what was next was a part where I could get a cue or something from somebody else. I'm very much dependent on who else I'm in there with to make this match itself and to guide me when I'm out there. I'm like a smoke and mirrors bitch. I've only had a year and a half of experience, and people forget that a lot. That's a Ronda Rousey quote about WrestleMania,
which is fair.
Yeah,
and it does highlight a bit of what we were saying about her performance.
She's very open about it. Like, at least she sees and acknowledges, and here's what actually happened.
Yeah.
So with that said, Tim, who's winning?
With all of that said and my long woundedness, I'm picking Ronda.
We have Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. One more time, Brent.
I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this at all. And for everyone who was saying, oh, 2 weeks from now, Cody's going to be back as Stardust and, you know, he'll end up in the mid card. Look, they're just going to bury him again. He has been the featured player on Raw since he's come back. This is a big deal. And WWE wants to prove, you know, hey, when time comes and contracts are up and we offer something, if you come back, we're going to take care of you. That and plus Cody's on a mission to prove that he's one of the best wrestlers out there.
Not one of the.
Right. I'm just saying, based upon people's interests or proclivities, they may have arguments, but Cody wants to go out there every time and tear the goddamn house down.
Yeah, especially on shows like this.
Yeah, and a motivated Cody Rhodes is not a bad thing, because he's going to want to work with people who can help put together good matches, and guess what? It doesn't all have to be, no pun intended, smoke and mirrors or overbooked as hell, which is what it really felt like towards the end of his run in AEW. It felt, I mean, Brock, you know, on Saturday nights we had the joke when it was a Cody Rhodes match, how many people are going to be involved?
Yeah.
Because it was Brandy, it was Arn, it was Jake, it was whoever ran in, it was, oh, we're going to have the belt spot. It was so overdone, and it was done for being overdone, because it was like, oh, people will fucking love this. No, people just want to see a good match. And if you can go out there and give a good match, that's what they'll take from it. WrestleMania was a good match. And now you've got Seth, who's always looking to top what he did before, and Cody, who wants to top what he did before. And they're going to be given a featured spot at this pay-per-view to shine. So I am absolutely looking forward to this match.
Who wins?
I'll give it to Cody.
Okay.
Casey. If Seth wins here, I'm not surprised, but I think they want to elevate Cody because he is the face of Raw right now, and if you want someone to be able to take a belt off of Roman, if they don't do an all or nothing or anything, Cody could be someone to do it.
Casey, thoughts?
Could go either way. Seth wouldn't be hurt by a loss from Cody. Cody wouldn't be necessarily hurt from a loss from Seth, depending on how they did the match. But based on everything that's happened since Cody came back, I think they're running with him right now. So I'll give it to Cody.
Especially if you're trying to build up a babyface, you kind of need to.
Yeah, and they're and with them the also like him wanting to be legitimized in this company, and them seemingly wanting him to be legitimized in this company. Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason why they would have him lose right now.
Yeah. Tim, you back? Someone's making a racket. I don't know who. Since it's not Tim, we're going to go to the main event of this show. We assume it's the main event. It's the six-man tag team action featuring the Bloodline, the Usos, and Roman Reigns taking on Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro.
Before you continue, yeah, I'm back. I've been a little bit busy multitasking. I had to answer a very urgent text message, so I had to take a bit of a time out.
Okay, who's winning?
What was the match that I missed?
Cody and Seth. Who wins?
Cody wins.
Okay. Now talk to me about the six-man tag team.
Remind me.
RK-Bro, Drew McIntyre taking on the Bloodline.
RK-Bro and Drew McIntyre taking on the Bloodline. And is this winners take all?
Not yet. We don't
but
know if it will be.
We're expecting that to be announced either tomorrow or by Friday.
I'm not expecting anything. I'm just throwing it out there as an idea.
Well, I like that idea, that it's a winner-take-all type situation, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of fun. That being the case, if it winds up being winners take all, bloody tough one. I'd go with Drew and Bro. But if it's just for the unification of the tag belts, then it's the Bloodline.
Okay, Kishi. Also, Brent's going to want you to clarify. You have to make an actual pick.
Well, I did make a pick. If it's winners no. take all.
You went both sides. Go on the record, make a definitive pick based on what you know today.
That is a definitive pick. If by Friday we find out it's winners take all, then I'm going with Drew and RK-Bro.
Casey, what do you got?
I'm interested to know why they turned this into a six-man as opposed to a tag. I suppose it's because no one was theoretically ready set up this soon for Roman, which makes me think that they're not ready to take the belt off Roman yet. So
no, I don't think
I'm going to pick the Bloodline.
Okay. Brent?
Even if the belts are not on the line, I'm going to go faces in this, Drew and Bro. If the belts are on the line, I think it could present a very interesting dynamic if Roman were to lose the belt to Drew that way, because it could be he looks at the Usos and are like, you cost me my title. You know, I didn't lose that belt. You guys lost it for me. And in response, if it is winner take all, you lost your own belts. So, you know, redeem yourself that way. Also, I think this was made a six man because if you did happen to put Drew against Roman right now, like Casey pointed out, I don't think they quite want to pull the trigger on Drew beating Roman on that first. I mean, I know they faced off at a Survivor Series, but, you know, first spot, Drew beats Roman, ends the streak. It would just feel sudden in that respect. And so what you can do is if you put him with the Usos here, and if the Usos happen to lose, even if it's just a regular six-man, Roman can have a loss hung on him, but he didn't take it. And you can have Drew sitting there holding it over him like, you know what? We beat your boys. We beat all of you. And it'll start to eat at him where he has to take the challenge for the title if it's just the regular six-man.
Okay. So should be a fun show next week.
I think it'll be entertaining. There should be, one or two other matches that are added.
I would assume Bianca's on the show in some form, maybe.
Well, I was going to say possibly Rhea and Liv,
maybe. Yeah, stuff like that. But Kevin and Ezekiel.
That could be your pre-show matches. Or match, I should say.
Oh, I wouldn't put Kevin on the pre-show. Oh, the reaction that would be. Main event of WrestleMania to the pre-show of Backlash. Ooh. Ooh. I don't know about that one.
There's nothing wrong with Kevin Owens and Ezekiel actually winding up with a match against each other, opening the show.
There you go.
Like being the official curtain jerk.
That's fine.
Because it's KO. And we know that Ezekiel / Elias, whatever, doesn't suck as a wrestler when you let him actually wrestle. And these two could have an off the hook, really, really hot open. And of course, if this happens, I would pick Ezekiel.
Okay, but we're not picking that match right now.
I was just saying. I know we're not, but if we were, I'd be picking Ezzy.
All right, so that's Backlash, and that's our show.
That's it. That's all she wrote. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for very much tuning in. Hope that you'll get your pick'ems picked in by Friday.
Sunday.
What?
Sunday.
What do you mean Sunday?
We let people pick till Sunday.
Well, I thought the events were on Saturdays now.
No, it's next Sunday.
Oh, they're going back to Sundays again?
For an event like this, yes. The bigger shows are probably on Saturdays.
Well, that's just ridiculous. Okay, get your pick'ems in by Saturday at what, 3 o'clock Eastern?
Sunday at like 3 o'clock Eastern.
Well, that's what I said.
That's not anywhere close to what you said.
I said 3 o'clock Eastern. Anyway, if you don't know where to get the pick'ems sent in, visit us on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network is the best place to make your picks.
There you go. And don't forget, if you're not on Facebook, can't be bothered with it, you can still post your pick'ems on Twitter. Just tweet to at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night.
No, the best way to do that, at King Kittens, because he's the one who keeps track of it.
But you should all make sure you include at King Kittens, because he's the one who keeps track of it. You can do all of that. Follow us on Facebook, follow on Twitter. Speaking about Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums. Did you know that?
I did.
The NHL playoffs start tomorrow, and so a lot of my tweets will be about hockey for the next 2 months. Well, I'm sorry. I know it's an oddity, but it'll happen. Meanwhile, Casey will tweet about Subway sandwiches.
What? I do? Okay.
Don't you? You should.
I sometimes tweet about Subway sandwiches. I sometimes post Instagram pictures of Subway sandwiches. This week I strayed from the course and I posted a picture of Itchy Ben noodles.
I want to get a picture of you eating a Subway sandwich while I hit you with one of these chairs you didn't pick up yesterday.
Heh. Yeah, but if you wanna see that noodle picture or possibly a quick video of me juggling, you can find me on the socials at Kyle Driver on both Twitter and Instagram.
I don't know what Tim's plan is, but we're gonna do it like this. Brent's on Twitter at King Kins, is at Wild Talk Radio, and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night is the Raw Post Show, 11 PM Eastern. Hey, this is where everyone goes. But hey, Thursday, it's the rack. No, not this week. We're doing it on the Friday this week, because Thursday is Cinco de Mayo. So we're doing it on a Friday after SmackDown. So tune in for that special edition of the rack.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Thursday is May 5th?
Yeah.
There's another reason not to listen to the rack on Thursday, aside from the fact that you guys won't be on. It's the premiere of Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
No one cares.
I do!
Don't care. Saturday
don't
night.
Don't call me no one.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Next Sunday, once WrestleMania Backlash is over, we'll be live to talk about it. So, like, probably 11 Eastern. Tune in for that. Cool? Awesome.
Anubis Ash in the chat room does not understand irony. He's very unironic. And I'm just saying that in regards to what he posted in the chat room about me.
Make sure, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKETSOCK or Lin's M Ward in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store, # Epic Partner. Also catch Lindsay on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, Monday through Wednesday. for Genshin Impact content around 6 p.m. Eastern, and she'll probably be streaming other stuff this week because she's off this week. So, there's that. Also, wish her a happy birthday tomorrow on Twitter at LinsWord. Everyone, do that. Cool?
Cool.
That's all the stuff I get. LinsWord.RockRadioShow.com for the VODs and for Twitch stuff. Thing stuff. Send us home, Tim.
That's it, everybody. Have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you right here next Sunday night, immediately following Backlash.
What was that, Tim?
So, immediately following Backlash for the rehash.
I didn't have to lower the music for that.